about that, beloved, my life is not worthy even. How do you put that in that process? That process is good for the stone, right? A piece of uranium. Put it there, 562 years, it will become another stuff. True, on the exception. Just think about this. Every single moment is bringing something exceptional for you. You can grab it or not. Because you are two part. Do you remember you two parts here? We divided you into two. The first one was a camel. The other one was a rider. So you are two. A part of you is the donkey. But there is a Messiah sitting on the top of this donkey. This donkey likes to go and find some grass. Jesus is different. And you are both of them. And he even talked to you. You, the listener, physically, sitting down here, he said, oh, you, the camel, don't forget the spirit on top of you. Because logic belongs to the camel. Brain belongs to the camel. That one on top is a breath which comes and goes. That's what the breath does. So in the time of non-existence, that one doesn't fall in my non-existence. It goes back. Then comes back to me. And every single moment is another contact for me. Think about that. Then, let me give you a good example. The example was this. Partial reason, this Abel Josvi, do you remember? We said there are two kinds of Abel. The Josvi, the one I have in here, translated here, partial reason. He said, partial reason is a denier of love. If you explain the best love story to a logical person, that logical person will look further to find some details of personal interest in a way. This partial reason is a denier of love, though, this was the good point about it, though it may give out that it is a confidant. Because when I say love, no intelligent person ever. So, excuse me? What are you talking about? I don't know that. Everybody knows what love is. But you should understand that this does not understand love. Do you remember a good story about this? Let's say, tonight I invited you to babysit for me. I would say, this six-year-old boy doesn't know anything. Would you please tell him a story? Story about this, not understanding this at all. I'll find another babysitter. Anyone? Volunteer. It was right at the beginning. Even before the breath. Remember the story before the breath? When the clay was made, when physical existence of Adam was there, there was this good guy, the closest to God. His shushu. Yeah, his favorite. Came to him. I'm going to check it out. Go check it out. You remember, he went in and called. There is this door I cannot open. What is the password for this? The answer came, you cannot go in there. That's my place. This is a story made to tell you that intelligence, because Satan is intelligent. That's what you know about Satan, right? The only thing you know is that he's very clever, intelligent. That's why he was favorite before us. Before the spirit, Satan was favorite, because Satan is knowledge. And knowledge could check you out, top to the bottom, but it cannot enter the heart. Because heart is something else. First of all, it's not physically there. It's not provable. It doesn't follow the logic. Logically, we cannot talk about it. And all that. And if you forget all that, look at you. Who is in control? You or your heart? Because you are the logical person. Do something with your heart, could you? And look at that one. Could ruin your life or could make you the happiest one. Just for no reason. So, heart is in control, you know. This is what you should understand, that logically you will not get the love. Because logic will tell you that, yes, I know what love is, but this is the denier of love. Logic is like that. Logic is very clever, very knowledgeable, but it's not. As long as not being not, it's no good. That's how the Satan become Ahriman, the negative one. Because you still have to be someone. If that was not complicated enough, we went to another subject and said, and you know what? This is something that the logic doesn't get it. Let me give you an example. This is Balaam, which was a slave with a silly accent and thing like that. Muhammad will tell him, please give me the breath. Make me feel good. Because it's not about the, let's say, physically being pretty or pronouncing it correctly and things like that. We're talking about the heart. And this is that magical stuff that we'll say Muhammad in that wedding night of him to go up. He was so touched by this exception, he missed the morning prayer. And at the end he said, you know what, let me tell you something. This relationship between the spirit and the body is too complicated. It's so complicated that I could shock you with telling them these enlightened people, even their physical existence turns holy. That's how it works. This is always being said because there is a dam over there. And so this is what I'm trying to give you, that breath. That breath which made Adam, Adam. That breath who made Jesus, Jesus. That breath who made the lover fall in love. That's the breath, the spirit, the soul. That's what I want to talk about. Okay? And when I want to talk about it, I will talk about up and down. But remember, this essence has no up and down. I will talk about the opposition of yin and yang. But over there, there is a unity. You will be confused. Okay, this was a very sad story. I heard this and I realized that, okay, I'm the slave of my handmaiden and I don't understand all of this and I'm a logical person. And this logic will ruin my life. What can I do? You tell me. Because now I feel suicidal. We made another paragraph. Let me tell you another story now. Story goes like this, that Muhammad will come home and the young wife will go and will touch him and say, how come you're drawing? When you ask that question, say, because in my dream, it was raining and you're coming back home drawing. I said, what did you cover your head with? That cape. And he said, you feel suicidal? Okay, this intelligence of you, if this intelligence will put her underneath.